If businesses managed their money as carelessly as they manage their people, most would be bankrupt. The great majority of companies that control their finances masterfully don't have any comparable processes for developing their leaders or even pinpointing which ones to develop. No matter how much effort they put into recruiting, training, and assessing leaders, their talent management remains hit or miss, governed by superficial criteria and outdated concepts, dependent as much on luck as on skill. These are the companies that wake up some morning, suddenly realizing they need a new CEO, but don't know where to start looking. More pervasively, by repeatedly putting people into the wrong jobs, they waste both human and financial capital when those people don't perform. How did this come to be? After all, it's clear enough that people make the decisions and take the actions that produce the numbers. Talent is the leading indicator of whether a business is headed up or down. Everyone agrees that it's a company's most important resource. But a spreadsheet full of numbers is a lot easier to parse than the characteristics unique to a human being. You can control what you're doing. The numbers are unambiguous. The outputs are clear. People, not so much. Better to leave that to the HR staff or search firms, particularly since the pressures to make your numbers quarter after quarter is so great that there's no time to waste on the soft stuff. And, of course, the law requires financial reports. You've no doubt noticed, however, that making money has gotten harder. It will remain so for the imaginable future. In the fast-changing global marketplace, the half-life of core competencies grows ever shorter. All of the familiar competitive advantages, such as market share, brand, scale of a business, cost structure, technological know-how, and patents, are constantly at risk. Talent will be the big differentiator between companies that succeed and those that don't. Those that win will be led by people who can adapt their organizations to change, make the right strategic bets, take calculated risks, conceive and execute new value-creating opportunities, and build and rebuild competitive advantage. Only one competency lasts. It is the ability to create a steady, self-renewing stream of leaders. Money is just a commodity. Talent supplies the edge. We can't put it any better than Ron Nersessian, the head of Agilent Technologies' Electronic Measurement Group. Developing people's talent is the whole of the company at the end of the day. Our products are all time perishable. The only thing that stays is the institutional learning and the development of the skills and the capabilities that we have in our people. Managing people with precision is without question harder than managing numbers, but it is doable and gets easier once you know how. Companies such as GE, P&G, Hindustan Unilever, and some others analyze talent, understand it, shape it, and build it through a combination of disciplined routines and processes, and something even rarer and harder to observe from outside, a collective expertise honed through years of continuous improvement in recognizing and developing talent. These companies have disproved the myth that the judgment of human potential is a soft art. Their rigorous, iterative, and repetitive processes convert subjective judgment about a person's talent into an objective set of observations that are specific, verifiable, and ultimately just as concrete as the analysis of a financial statement. They have embedded in their culture the habits of observing talent, making judgments about it, and figuring out how to unleash it. They draw from their large toolboxes and creative imaginations to accelerate each leader's growth. Their executives are expected to make developing, deploying, and refreshing leadership talent an everyday top-of-the-mind part of their jobs, and they are held accountable for how well they do it. These companies are building for the long term. We call them talent masters, and this book will show you how they do it.